The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we're thankful that you joined us this morning for this edition. The Easter holiday is tomorrow. It is the, of course, the probably the biggest day on the Christian calendar, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the grave. Good Friday was yesterday, the day that we recognize that Jesus was crucified on the cross, shed his blood for the forgiveness of ours and the world's sins. So with that in mind, let's launch into our show today, and we can talk about anything you'd like to talk about. A big week in Baltimore with the devastating and deadly crash of the Dolly into the Key Bridge, a huge container ship, and a lot of problems and issues as a result of that. 8,000 people who were employed at the port have been basically thrown out of work because of this crash. No cruise ships in or out. I'm sure there's some people there that are still at work, but there are others who load ships and unload ships and tie up ships and launch ships that are just out of work right now. And we've talked to one of our buddies that works down there. He says, you know, no ships coming in, no work. So pretty simple. So if you'd like to talk about that, we'd like to talk about that, too. We talked to retired chief, we call him Captain Don, just kind of a nickname, retired chief Don, from the Baltimore Fire Department, who was interviewed on one of the television shows the other day, sent me the interview, which was extremely interesting. And There is a 2,000-yard zone around the Key Bridge that is going to be enforced, I'm sure, very strongly, to keep boats and other gawkers and looky-loos and sightseers away from the scene while the work continues. Clearing of debris, the search for the continuing search for the four missing men and others while that goes on. So that's if that's on your mind, that's on our mind. And the General Assembly, we have some hunting bills to talk about, some very, very bad hunting bills that look like they're going to pass, and others that look like they final votes haven't been cast, of course. Sine die is April 8th, a week from Monday, and it'll all be over. But there are two that have been enacted and are either on their way or sitting on the governor's desk for signature. So we'll share those with you as well. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, I sound a little rough last week. I did go to the doctor's this week for a little medical attention and see what was going on. It's just basic bronchitis stuff that I've had on and off over the past, 50 years, and got my little Z-Pack and some cough syrup, and everything's good. You know, I'm recovering. I'm feeling better, much better than I was. Not as much sinus drainage, and not as much coughing, not as much congestion. So we're just floating along here. At the home front, fireplace is on. Had the door open for the dogs to roam in and out here a few minutes, and cooled the room off a degree or two. So the fireplace on autopilot kicked back on. I'm sitting here looking at the beautiful flames coming off my gas fireplace insert. Robin's not here today. She's resting. So let's talk to Doug in Lutherville. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Alan. How are you? Well, it doesn't sound like you're doing too well.
No, I'm doing great. Doing better.
I had a killer sinus infection last week, and it got into my eyes. It was a mess. But
anyway, that's bad.
Listen, I'm just wondering. Have you ever hunted with dogs?
With only rabbits.
Okay.
Only rabbits, and that's fun. What are you thinking?
I'm just curious. I mean, I've got a couple Labradors, and I'm not a hunter.
I'm sorry. I have hunted waterfowl with dogs. Yes, no question. Waterfowl and rabbits. Yes.
Okay. So, I was just wondering. Being from Maryland and all that, everybody says that that the Chesapeakes are superior in all ways for retrieving waterfowl. And I was wondering if you had any experience with that as to whether labs held up their own.
Oh, labs definitely hold up their own. I've hunted. I don't know that I've ever hunted with a Chesapeake, but I've hunted with plenty of labs. And I will tell you, they have a heart that won't quit, depending on their training. I've seen chase down a wounded goose at, 300 yards and tackle it and bring it back. I've seen them swim the little chop tank in a strong current and bring back a black duck. I've seen them, do all kinds of amazing things. And you send them out and you worry about them, and sure enough, here they come, just willing to please you and to do their job. So yeah, I have no issues with any kind of lab compared to anything else. There are proponents of every kind of dog. I mean, there are guys that say that there's better kinds of rabbit dogs and pheasant dogs. That's another thing. I've hunted pheasants and upland birds with a dog. Caught me. Yeah. Never hunted big game with a dog. Never hunted bear, never hunted deer, never hunted, mountain lion or anything else, or hogs that you find as a traditional, dog sport. But we have hunted all the small game. You have no worries about your lab at all.
Based on what you said, I did a question. Is it legal in Maryland to use dogs to drive deer back to you?
No. No, that is illegal.
Mm-mm. Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Not dogs, they're using people to try to drive deer back to somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly an accepted technique for deer hunting. I mean, I've been on many deer drives, more so in Pennsylvania than Maryland. But what is a deer drive? I mean, I have conducted quiet one man drives where you've got somebody on stand and you just try to circle around where you think the deer might be and walk quietly through the woods. And I've heard bear drives in Western Maryland. I've been on, many, many times in my younger days back in Pennsylvania. I mean, they would organize deer drives where, you know, you'd have a roster of, you were allowed 25 people on the drive. You'd have to fill out the roster with everybody's name and hunting license number. And, you know, everybody knew where their stand was. Everybody knew who that was a driver would be a driver. Everybody that was a stander was a stander. And then you'd switch off. And, you know, it was quite an organized thing.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes successful, sometimes not so successful.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, but you know, the deer have the advantage. They know the terrain. They know all the escape routes. They know, you know, the back trails and everything else. And you know, you're pushing east, and the deer are headed west. And you know, and sometimes the standers can't get a shot. I mean, the standers can't get a shot because the drivers are in the way, and vice versa. The drivers can't get a shot, and the deer run right between them, and nobody shoots because, you know, the human danger, not necessarily the danger to the animal or it just becomes at that point something that you don't want to do. So
That's another, brings up another question. I apologize for so many questions.
No, that's all right.
So one of the things I learned was that if I'm going to shoot at targets, I got to make sure the area beyond the targets is well clear and et cetera, et cetera. So, like, if you're...
Or if you have a backstop.
Or a backstop, like a berm, right.
Right.
If you've got a tree stand somewhere, before you go up, do you go out to the area like where you anticipate that the deer might be and just look around, or is it just a question of
you try to scout the area for the available trails and deer sign before you place a stand. You know, and then if it's a ladder stand and you're going to hunt the whole season there, you can, you know, and you've done your homework, you know, hopefully you'll be successful. I have a couple stands that, you know, I know where the deer travel, and I just never move them because I only hunt that one spot, and I just don't move the stands from year to year, and I've been successful pretty much from year to year in that location. But the point about safety is well taken. You also got to remember that if you're in an elevated tree stand, you know, and the deer are at the top of a ridge, and you're down over the bottom, you're on an adjoining ridge, or you're looking over a valley, and the deer come on the ridge, you've got to make sure that those deer aren't skylined, because you don't know what's behind you, and should you miss a deer on the skyline, you don't know where that bullet's going to wind up. You know, that high-powered rifle round or even a shotgun slug will carry 600-700 yards. So, you know, you just want to be careful with that.
Right. So it's the position of the deer is important to when you take the shot vis-a-vis the safety issue.
Exactly. And always, you know, that's one of the primary rules of hunter safety is, you know, not only know your target, but know what's behind it.
Yeah. I guess while you're in the stand, you're very diligent about you're looking for movement anyway. So if you saw movement, you want, oh man, there might be somebody walking through or something.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It could, you know, it could be a fox, it could be a cat, it could be a dog, it could be a human, and you know, that's why it's very important to make sure of your target. You know,
gotcha.
Make sure your target.
I don't know if you can answer this question or not, but this is just something I've been thinking about. So, if guy came to you and said, Alan, you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. And maybe you can't answer this politically, but you either have to pick hunting or fishing for the rest of your life, but I'll extend the seasons so that you can do either one of them all year round. Which would you choose?
All year round. Mm.
Yeah, it's God.
I get it. It's not. I understand. It would be hunting for me.
Ah, Yeah.
They'll be hunting for you. Look, there's many, many, many more opportunities for fishing. There's no question I would miss my fishing trips. But, you know, to have the opportunity to get out and hunt, yeah, that's an easy choice for me. I think I pretty much made that choice here later in life. The fishing, I mean, now with the grant, now here's the other thing, though. I may have to modify that because I've got grandkids coming up. So, you know, three and four, and I'm already buying them fishing rods and fishing tackle and that type of thing. So, yeah, I may have to modify that. I would say my answer to God might be, you know, just take me out of here now if I got to make that choice. Option three, take me home. So,
yeah, I kind of thought that your answer might be hunting. I mean, I know mine would. Not that I hunt. I don't hunt. But if I had to pick between the two, I'd just being in the woods and stuff is just so incredible.
Yep. Yes, indeed. So.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. You got it, buddy. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, Doug. Take care. Happy Easter. All right. Anybody else on the line there, Aaron? Well, since I mentioned the gas fireplace insert, I'm going to talk about backyard billies. Now, look, if you drive by there, and I do quite often on Route 50, backyard billies has got the backyard, their front yard, I guess you could say, the one that faces Route 50, one on Route 50, is just absolutely jack-packed full of their products. They've got a lot of sheds. They've got greenhouses. They got dog kennels. They got chicken coops. They got pergolas. I saw three different kinds of pergolas when I went by there. Do you know what a pergola is, Aaron? A pergola is a structure that you place over your deck to provide shade. It's not a roof, but it has a series of the structure has a series of vertical slats or slanted slats that, as the sun moves across, it's in its orbit, or in the Earth's orbit around the sun. As the sun position moves throughout the day, it provides shade on a constant basis to your deck or to your area that you want to shade. But it doesn't provide any protection from the rain or anything like that. So they have these pre-constructed pergolas out there. And, you know, they'll deliver them and install them within 60 miles or free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So they've got all that. They've got a tremendous selection of those Adirondack chairs, fan favorite, you know, Adirondack chairs, very comfortable for sitting outside. About 1,000 of those in stock. They got swing sets and gym sets and stuff like that for the kids. And, you know, they're ready. They're ready for your yard to get beautiful this year. So why not stop by backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue. You know, your backyard, it's going to look just great. Stop by Bell Creek Equipment yesterday. They got a new product that they've signed on to, which is Ventrac, a cool-looking piece of equipment that you can do just about anything with around the yard or the farm. It's a pretty good-size tractor, but they have a, you know, compact unit, too. They're having their open house, and they assured me that there would be some units on hand April 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with fun and deals for the whole family. You got baby goats for the kids. The Caroline County Humane Society. It's going to have adoption dogs there. There'll be food and refreshments and a lot of fun there in Caroline County. You can browse the many, many, many tractors, the mowers, the, you know, the zero turn mowers that they have, the UTVs, you know, four wheelers and side by sides and accessories from the top names in the industry, and that's at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston, Maryland. Branson Tractors, LS Tractors, TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote and Tractors and UTVs, Xmark, Hustler, Spartan, Spartan, CF Moto ATVs and UTVs, Husqvarna Power Equipment, and Echo Yard and Lawn Equipment. Financing is available, too. And there's three-point hitch equipment like Tar River tillers and Ironcraft and no-till plot planters. If you need any equipment for the farm or for the home, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment Open House, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. And look, if you're doing food plots on your property, you might want to check out the deals and wheels at Bell Creek Equipment. 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston. 21927. Just if you're going from Easton, just go over the Dover Bridge and keep going to right out there on the right-hand side. Call 410-673-2700. Visit bellcreekequipment.net. And that number again, Bell Creek Equipment. Make sure you stop by the open house this week. 410-673-2700. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse. Near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
1, 2, 3, 4. How was
Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Quite a little beat there to wake you up this morning from Hank Jr. Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Sounds like the General Assembly to me. How about you guys? 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm like Glenn. I'm happy to be looking down at the grass.
Yeah,
Hank Williams Jr., years ago I saw him up at the Meriwether Post, and what a great show that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was with the same woman that drugged me up back up to the Meriwether Post to see Alanis Moore upset. Remember her?
Who? Oh, Alanis.
Yeah.
You know the most disappointing concert I've ever seen?
What was that?
Kris Kristofferson.
Why was that so disappointing?
All he sung about was Daniel Ortega and, you know, all this left-wing stuff. It was just very disappointing. There were none of his classics. It was a weird deal, you know?
Yeah, but a very talented.
Oh, very talented guy, no question. Just so disappointed not to hear, you know, Dropkick Me Jesus and, you know, all those classics. It was just, I don't know, he was on some kind of political rant that night of some kind, so.
Well, the reason for calling in was to give you a compliment on the last, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months of shows that you put together.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't called in. I just sit back and relax and listen and tell you that I've really enjoyed it, and I think you're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed last week's conversation.
With Tom?
Yes.
With Tom Malachewski? Yeah.
Yeah, really, really interesting. So if I may be permitted to just kind of comment a little bit on and maybe share a little bit of my experience, because I do have just a little bit of turkey experience. You know, he clearly knows what he's talking about, and he's got a lot of time to travel around, and he mentioned about the Chesapeake Forest lands down there on the shore.
Yep.
I've been fortunate to spend a considerable amount of time up in that Savage River State Forest area.
Oh, yeah.
And there's quite a few birds up there. But most of us, we don't have all that time that he has to be able to travel. We've got that one farm that we turkey hunt, and it's hit or miss. It would not be unusual for me to hunt on a Friday and hear 6-7 toms sound off in the morning.
Right.
Go back down on Saturday and not a turkey to be
and quiet, yeah.
Or either they would gobble, on a tree and then shut up. But they're all different. And then one of the things that you guys talked a little bit about was the calls.
Yeah.
And how you like to use a slate call. And if you go to the big box store up the street, there's such a wide variety of slate calls and diaphragm calls and blah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And then the point I'm trying to make here is we all have our own choices to make when it comes to those calls. But from my experience, these turkeys are individuals. They all have different tones, pitches, and volumes. So what might sound good to you might not necessarily be the best thing to use.
I understand.
There's such a broad variety in there. In fact, let me tell you, there have been times, and I've called in a lot of hens, where I've called and I've heard a hen open up, and I'd swear it was another hunter who had something in his mouth, a diaphragm or whatever, making the worst sound with that thing.
Yeah.
And then I'd call again, and I can't be a turkey. And lo and behold, here she comes.
Yep.
They're all different, and they have their own different tones.
Yep.
When I first started out with this, back in that turkey vest, there were two box calls. There was a slate call. There might have been a dozen diaphragms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like your tackle box.
Yeah.
I suspect that there is tackle in that tackle box, yours, there are some lures in there that you probably maybe used once.
Yep.
There even may be stuff in there that are still in the package. It's been my experience. I don't need all that now. That owl hooter.
Yep.
That crow call. That gobble call. No, no, no. Things happen. Most of the time, it's been my experience, if you can make that call, you have yelp. That's all you need. That yep. cluck, the purr, all that other stuff, that's great if you can do that. But if you get on a hot bird,
Yeah. Well, that's the key, though. You know, look, I hunt with a fellow up in Western Maryland, and I've been hunting with him and killed. I'm not a nutso turkey hunter. I mean, I used to love to turkey hunt. I had some good teachers. You know, I had Mark Hoke and Tracy Groves, and you know those guys, and we'd go and they'd call, and I've been blessed to be presented with some nice calls and things like that. And, you know, but like I said about that slate call, that's the one I'm confident in.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
So I mean, I can put a diaphragm call in my mouth and make it sound kind of like a turkey. But what I've had, like you said, you have a hot gobbler. All you need to do is keep his attention coming your yep. direction. Make him think that hen is still where you're sitting. And I've seen Bobby get up and walk 40, 50 yards from the stand where we're sitting and call because he's a little more elevated and he'll be 40 yards out in front and another, you know, 30 feet in elevation. He'll call from the middle of a ridge. He'll call and that sound will project where he knows the turkeys, where the gobbles have come from.
Yeah.
He'll call back to our location. Okay. I mean, he'll do a loud box call up there and then he'll tone it down as he comes back to us, making the gobbler think that hen has moved back to where we're sitting. And, you know, you want to, the thing that he told me is you want to make that turkey come to where you're calling from. So he calls up here to get their attention, walks 40 yards back to the stand and then does the light clucks and yelps from where our location is to make that give that bird an impression that hen has walked down over the ridge to our stand. I mean, the man is just nothing but impressive.
Yeah.
Nothing but impressive.
And that's a good point he's making because you got to understand this. When you call,
yep.
that turkey hears you. He knows exactly where you are.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
yep.
And I try to tell people all the time, it's my opinion. It's more important sometimes not for you to call, but for you not to call.
Yeah.
That turkey knows where you're at, and you don't need to. I mean, it sounds great.
Oh, sure.
I love to hear them gobble, and that's what people get caught up in.
Yeah.
You want to hear that bird, the excitement, the more he gobbles them. No, no, no.
I mean, I've learned a ton from this guy. You know,
yeah.
He'll say, okay, this bird's coming, okay, but he's still, you know, too far away to see us. I'm going to walk down here 20 yards, and I'm going to bring him right down there 20 yards from our gun. Okay?
Yeah.
And he'll walk down there, and he'll call, and then shut up and get back in the blind.
Yep.
To bring that turkey to where the last call came from, rather than to have him looking at us in the blind. He's looking down the ridge to see where that hen is. Totally, totally blindsided.
Yep.
Love it. So,
yep.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We
okay.
appreciate the tips, and we got to move along.
Okay.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy Easter to you as well. All right. You know, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, they've got some turkey stuff in there. They sure do. But they're ready more so for fishing season. And stopped by the other day and talked to Mike and rods and reels. You know, looked at a few rods and reels, bought some very, very small circle hooks. They've got the smallest ones that I've seen anywhere. You know, if you want to use live minnows for this time of year, you certainly can in the tidal rivers, and they've got the small circle hooks. They've also got, you know, licenses, and they've got live bait, and they've got live minnows, including those big black salties, if you want to use those for snakeheads or if you like fishing for, you know, big pike or pickerel or something like that. Big predators like those big baits, or even freshwater striped bass out there in the reservoirs and Piney Run. They've got them. They've got them. They've got all the terminal tackle. They've got the rods and the reels and lures and licenses, and I mentioned all that stuff. We talked about crabbing supplies. I talked to Mr. Clyde the other day. He called me yesterday, gave me the changes for the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs ad, and so we're just very, very humbled and honored to have Clyde Sports Shop and all of our sponsors, and I'll tell you more about some of them here as we go through the day. But make sure you stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957, and they're open 7 days a week. Now I'd like to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service right here in town. Yep, Spurry's located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's like a parallel to Route 50, but it's got a lot of traffic on it. It's got a lot of access to, you know, a lot of different grocery stores and big box and the bank and all that stuff is on Elliott Road. It's just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Our daughter was in there getting tires the other day. Yep, so, you know, Spurry's is a part of our family. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker, model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine for in your backyard or your barnyard. You see all that farm equipment out running around the roads and in the fields these days, and the sprayers and all that stuff. Look at the tires and just imagine having to replace that tire. Well, that's what Spurry's does and does very well. If you own a garden tractor, farm tractor, any farm machinery, they've got it all. If you own a trailer of any kind or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot and full service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service is available, and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and our family, satisfied and safe for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your...
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Poke salad, Annie. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. No. You suck a little poke salad.
A little poke salad, Annie. Yeah, okay. Oh, Elvis here. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So spoke with Hunters of Maryland yesterday, and I just got an email from my buddy Joe, okay? And I'm going to pass this on to Hunters of Maryland, but here's kind of where they are on this 11% excise tax on the sale of firearms, accessories, and so forth. The bill has passed the Senate, according to Hunters of Maryland, opinion, okay, and will likely pass in the House. Why? Because the House wants to plug the budgetary structural gap, projected at $1 billion plus for the next fiscal year with new tax revenues, whereas the Senate has been reluctant to pass tax increases absent this one. Anyway, the bill has landed in the House, where the mood for any tax increase, will likely pass the Democrat-dominated House and Senate, for that matter. Now, there's a fiscal note that goes with that. If you'd like to see the fiscal impact of this, I'll be glad to send that to you. Those of you who aren't interested, of course, is, you know, that I understand it. But I'll be more than glad to send you this link if you'd like to see it. Now, that is the opinion of the Hunters of Maryland. Now, I just... got this email from our buddy Joe. It said, I spoke with Brian Simonair on Wednesday, and he told me that HB 935 had not yet come up for a vote in the Maryland House. If the session ends before that time, it will be delayed until next session. Don't count on it being delayed, Joe. If you've ever heard the, lightning round of voting, if you've ever listened to a recording of that while they're voting on sine die, you will be amazed at how much gets through. Absolutely amazed. It has already passed the Maryland Senate. He told me that the money generated by this tax will go to improve Maryland shock trauma. Yeah, exactly. Joe's editorial comment. So us law-abiding gun owners have to foot the bill, patch up the patch up the illegal gun owners. Correct. So I'll send this on to Hunters of Maryland, Joe. Appreciate your comments and your chat with your Brian. But we'll see what happens. But be advised that we have a budget shortfall here in Maryland, and that tax happy majority is indeed tax happy, and here's a way to generate a couple million dollars, $10-11 million. So just put that out there. So let's talk to, we'll get into more of the General Assembly next hour. Let's talk to Brian in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Hey, how about you? Yeah.
Alan, you always like a good story. I tried to call last weekend, but I got cut off because you were the last hour.
Right.
It's just kind of weird. It's kind of scary, if you ask me.
What's that?
Two Fridays ago, went over to, I don't know if you're familiar with Johnson's Pond.
Yeah.
Went over to Johnson's Pond to do a little crappie fishing.
Yep.
Fished in there for a couple of hours. Couldn't keep the pike off the hook, so we decided to leave. We go over to Leonard's Mill.
Yep.
Go to Leonard's Mill, go to put the boat in. Look across the spillway there. There's a game warden sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Here he comes. Get the boat in order. He comes over. I'm 60 years old. I've never had a bad experience with game warden. Matter of fact, they're pretty informative when you're fishing. They'll tell you where the fish are.
Oh, yeah, no question.
This guy comes over. He's like an FBI. He's got his hands on his gun. Got the boat at the pier. He starts to check me out. Now, I'm in a pond in a John boat. He wants my flares, my fire extinguisher, my whistle, my throw cushion. And then he looks at our minnow bucket. And he looks in our live well and sees we have about a dozen crab. He says, you know, if you're using them minnows there, boys, you got to have circle hook. I said, well, we're bass fishing. I just blew them off. Then he looks at my boat, and he says, well, I see you have your fishing license because you have your sticker on your boat. Now, it just kind of struck me funny because that sticker is only good for tidal water.
Right.
And you can't use a circle hook. You can use
Wait a minute. Is Johnson's Mill tidal?
Johnson's and Leonard's Mill are non-tidal.
So why is he worried about circle hooks for minnows?
And why is he worried about the sticker on my boat? And why is he worried about a throw cushion with a rope on it?
Exactly.
It scares me because if this circle hook deal is up to the DNR agent discretion,
yeah.
This guy didn't even know the rules.
Young guy? New graduate?
Very young. About 27.
New graduate. All right.
He was a very nice guy.
Did you get a name?
No, I just called him Ranger Rick. But
well, here's what you need to do. And I understand with the approach and everything else that you would automatically throw up defenses. But I think you might try and next trip if that happens. Or if it happens to anybody else out there, try and engage. Just say, look, I've never seen you here before. Are you? Have you been with NRP for a long time? And they'll say, no, I just graduated, or I've been around for a year, I've been around for 2 years, or whatever. Say, oh, that's pretty good. And how's the first year going on your own, or something like that? Because these guys eventually have to get to know that not everybody's going to be a lawbreaker, that 99, well, maybe for fishermen we'll make that 96%, aren't out to knowingly break any laws, okay? And, it's going to be, and it might have been your opportunity to educate the NRP officer and just say, officer, the circle hooks are only required in, tidal waters. We're in non-tidal water here, so we can use any hook we want to fish our minnows. And yeah, we're fishing minnows for crappies, and we're not breaking the law. And as far as your comment on our sticker, again, we're in non-tidal waters here. And again, on your comment on our, we're in non-title waters. We're not getting smart with you, sir. But we do know the laws, and we do abide by the laws. It just depends on where we're fishing. If we're fishing in a non-tidal area, we're not going to be in this John boat. We're going to be in another boat that has all that equipment. You know, so just it might be your opportunity to engage and inform in a casual way. You know, give the guy something to think about. That's all.
And said, I've never. He was nice. He was pleasantly spoken, but it just struck me. For years and years of dealing with game wardens,
yeah,
and you know they're always been polite and all, and
yeah,
I thought it was funny that you're in such a small body of water, fresh
yeah.
water, and the way he basically tore my boat apart.
Well, I can tell you, NRP listens to this show, and if you had a name, I'd have asked you off the air for the name, and NRP would have been informed. I mean, I'm not a narc or anything like that, but if somebody's over the top, somebody's over the top. Somebody just needs a little additional training, that's all.
Yeah. I also kind of thought it was funny when I pulled my registration out to show him the boat, and he was asking me all these questions. I pulled out the yellow piece of paper from not even 6 months ago
right.
of the Coast Guard inspection.
Right.
And I handed it to him. And he goes, we're not affiliated with them. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Here's all my stuff.
Okay. Again, training at the academy is different than training in real life.
That's true. Yeah, I agree with you.
Keep that in mind. So I'm just trying to help everybody out there that's listening. I mean, he's a human. He's young. He's probably nervous. He doesn't know who he's approaching. He doesn't know what your attitude's going to be. He doesn't know what your demeanor's going to be. You were very compliant. He was very nice, but he's very young.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
I've had experiences with a few of these guys in the field, and some of them have been great to deal with, and some of them have just been horrific. You know, with an attitude. And these are some of the older guys. And it's like, you know, we're just out here enjoying the day. We're not out here to, you know, break any laws. We're just trying to shoot a couple geese, you know, or whatever it is. All right. Hey, thank you for that call. Here's the music. All right. Talk to you later. Thank you. Happy Easter. All right. Well, there's the music for the end of the first hour, and if you have to leave us, we understand. If you have to, you have to, but we say this, get out, stay safe. Look, it's Easter weekend. Remember, this is the most important holiday for those who are believers in Christ. It's the resurrection of our Lord. So just think about that for a minute, and if you do, thank God for His creation. And thank Him for His impact on our lives. And say a little prayer for our country while you're at it. Give your family a hug. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you after the news.